For the dogs in the Homeless Hounds program, the holidays mean extra treats and extra attention. Jennifer Langalone's Puppy Palace, a boarding and grooming service in La Crosse. She founded the nonprofit Homeless Hounds earlier this year. It offers free care and shelter for dogs whose families lost their homes. Langle says the dogs' holiday celebrations may also include visits with their owners.
They can come in 7 days a week and visit their dogs anytime they want, and that includes holidays. So if they want to come see their dogs on Christmas, we absolutely welcome.
About 30 dogs have gone through or are in the program so far. The only thing people have to do to use the service and get their dogs back is to update Langle about their efforts to find new housing weekly.
I think it's a really good experience for them to know that someone's on their side.
Langle admits it's expensive to offer this service, but important. She relies on community support and fundraisers. Kirsten Kruger is with the Salvation Army. She saw people having to choose between their dogs and shelter in her role as a house manager and told Langle about the dilemma when they first met. Kruger says Langle took the idea and ran with it.
It's just been amazing to see people not have to, well, if they do have to be separated for a period of time, they're able to visit their animal families and know that they're in good care and they don't have to sign them over.
Homeless Hounds doesn't have room or resources for other types of animals. However, both Langle and Kruger hope to find something in the community that would provide a similar service for cats and other pets. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.